Jesus do? The phrase, "What would Jesus do?" has become a popular slogan over the last couple of decades. Individuals, as well as whole church bodies, have used it as a guide for behavior and held it up as a standard for living well. There's no denying that asking the question and applying it can positively impact all areas of our lives. This slogan often guides my behavior if I think of it in time. I sincerely want to please my Lord Jesus, but it most often means sacrificing my desires, and I will tend towards pleasing myself. Ephesians 5:1-2 tells us to follow God's example, or be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. In 1 Peter 2:21, we are told, "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps." The Gospels are full of Jesus' commands, which are all summed up in two commands. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. That comes from Mark 12:30-31. Jesus lived this. John tells us in 1 John 2:6, "Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did." How did he live? What was his example? Ephesians 2:5-9 tells us, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. He lived sacrificially. His example to us is to sacrifice for others." Does that sound frightening? There is an old hymn which I love that speaks to this. "May the mind of Christ my Savior live in me from day to day, by his love and power controlling all I do and say. May the word of God dwell richly in my heart from hour to hour, so that all may see I triumph only through his power. As we dwell in his word and let his power control us, we are able to do what Jesus would do." Romans 13:14 tells us to clothe yourselves with Jesus Christ and do not think how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Philippians 2:3-4 tells us, "Do nothing out of self-ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others." Heavenly Father, these are hard truths, but you tell us, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Matthew 11:29. May our souls rest in your love, Heavenly Father, and your grace, as we learn from you what it means to live like you and to do things as you would do them.